The Smuggler of Camden Cove by Casey Stockton, narrated by Victoria Brazier. Chapter 1. An early autumn breeze lifted over the edge of the Devonshire coastline and dragged a lock of hair across the back of Pippa's neck. She closed her eyes, breathing in the cool, salty air and letting it cleanse her lungs. The sun beat down on her, but it was no match for the gusts blowing off the sea and driving prickles along her skin. Not that Pippa minded. She hadn't been born near the sea, but it ran through her blood. Regardless of what her older sister and surrogate mother Mabel wanted for her, she would never leave the Devon coast. It was every bit a part of her, with its imperfect rocky edges, vibrant yellow ragwort, and pink sea thrift. The swirling water below smashed against the pillar-like rocks, standing sentinel along the dangerous coastline, sending a mist through the air that glittered in the sunlight, and Pippa breathed life into her body through the salty air. She continued down the path which had been forged through time by donkeys carrying their loads of mackerel and pilchards, or people heading to the market in Collicut. It wasn't exactly escaping her duties to slip away for an hour or so in the middle of the morning, but guilt swept through her all the same. She had promised to read to Eleanor from the old children's primer in the afternoon, though, and that should more than make up for her absence during morning lessons. Her five-year-old niece had a special fondness for the Little Red Riding Hood, though Pippa couldn't understand why she loved the story so deeply. It had an awful ending. Pippa came upon the fork in the path and turned inland, the wind pressing her skirts against the back of her legs as she made her way toward the abandoned cottage nestled in the wood. The further she drew from the ocean, the denser the trees became, hiding the small cottage from view of the narrow path completely, though she knew exactly where it was located. She had been escaping to this abandoned refuge for years. Pippa had moved to Camden Court nearly 10 years ago, when her sister had married Liam Mackenzie and brought her to live with them. Her father was a captain in the Royal Navy, and though she'd begged him to take her on his ship when she was younger, he hadn't been able to do so. But Pippa loved Mabel, so the move to Camden Court hadn't been excessively difficult, and it had provided her with new places to explore. Pippa inhaled the damp, woodsy scent as she trekked further inland. Relentless rain from the previous 2 days had left its mark in the shiny, lush, still green leaves, autumn not quite far enough along to alter the foliage. The path was hardened now, the mud crusted and dried. She clearly recalled the first day she'd taken this fork in the path in search of new trees to climb, and had stumbled upon the derelict cottage down the lane. At first frightening in its hollow darkness and with a cracked front door, the quaint, abandoned house had quickly grown in her esteem. It was now one of her favourite places to spend a quiet hour or two in solitude. She loved her niece and nephews, but they produced a great...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?